When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get from the Google Play Store as well as for all Apple products by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile, and you can find me on iTunes. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. I'm very happy to have on the show on the day that he made his verbal commitment to Syracuse, and that is Isaiah McDuffie, incoming 2017 class. He's the second player for Syracuse to verbally commit 2 years in advance for 2017. He's listed as an athlete. He plays safety and outside linebacker, and he's from Bennett High School in Buffalo, New York, so staying inside of upstate New York with the commitment to Syracuse. Isaiah, how you doing today?
Doing great.
Now, Isaiah, first and foremost, what made you want to commit to Syracuse 2 years in advance?
Because I feel if I commit to a sport that I love, it's going to make me work harder. And I just want to work hard, so when I get into there, I can be the best player I can be.
When you verbally commit to a school 2 years in advance, is the message that you're sending Syracuse that you're coming to Syracuse for sure? Is there a chance that you could change your mind and commit somewhere else? How do you kind of view your commitment?
I feel I'm coming to Syracuse no matter what. This is my school.
What made Syracuse the right fit for you? What made you say yes?
Just the atmosphere overall. It's probably more of like a family, the coaching. I just love everything about the school. I just felt welcome.
When you say you felt welcome, being on campus, take me into it. What did you get to do while you were on campus?
I just got to talk to all the students and people. They showed me around and stuff. And I just like everything. The facilities are great, everything.
When you looked at the facilities, you look at the jerseys that the team that Syracuse has now, the newer jerseys, and the coaching staff, and the school's education, what were the things that made you say yes to Syracuse? What was on your checklist that you looked at that list and you said, okay, Syracuse has all these things. What are those things that Syracuse has?
Overall, the coaching and just like the atmosphere, like I said, I just felt like it just felt like a family.
What made it feel like a family to you?
The coaches when I got there, they were just all happy to see me, saying that like how glad like I came, and just then at the end of the camp, they gave me a long talk, and then they got really told me to their.
When you got to go up to the camp, what made you decide to attend Syracuse's camp? What made it a point to you that you knew you wanted to go to at least see the camp?
Because I wanted to stay close to home. Syracuse would be a perfect school for that.
So we look at your verbal commitment, Isaiah. Is it 100%? Is it just like writing it on a piece of paper? Are you going to Syracuse no matter what, or is there a chance, even if it's 1%, that you could change your mind?
I just feel that Syracuse is my school.
And in believing that Syracuse is your school, you said you wanted to stay close to home. You're in Buffalo. Were there any other schools that were enticing to you or impressed you besides Syracuse that were close to home?
Another big school is Penn State in UConn, UB.
So let's start. So looking at Penn State, UConn, and UB, the University of Buffalo, what were those three schools? What did they have that was good but not enough? I mean, what was it about Penn State, UConn, and UB that made you say, okay, these aren't bad schools, but they didn't beat out Syracuse? What was that factor that they didn't beat out?
I thought they were good schools, but like with Syracuse, it's just like, I just feel like it's just a big, everyone is just like there, you know what I mean? Just like all together.
What can you say about meeting players on the team? Did you get to build any relationships with current Syracuse players?
I saw a couple players at the camp, but I didn't really like get to talk to them. I got to talk to some of the coaches, like some of the alumni coaches that went to the school there, but I didn't really get to talk to them.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com, ladycom. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a dream. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 and a half West Mammalia Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
I want to look at the coaching staff for Syracuse because you brought them up numerous times. Who on the coaching staff at Syracuse have you been able to talk with and build a relationship with?
The head coach, the linebacker coach, and the defensive coordinator.
We'll start with the head coach, Scott Schaefer. What can you say about Scott and what you got to talk about with him?
He's a great coach, and he's just a great person overall. Like, I can really connect with him, and I just feel like he wants me there, so I'm going to go where I want to be, where they want me the most.
What made you think that Syracuse wanted you more than anybody else?
Just because, like the way that they treated me, they treated me like very great. Like how I said when I got to the club, they were just so happy to see me. I'm so glad that I made it. And then after the game, they talked and just stuff like that.
Outside of Scott Schaefer, you brought up defensive coordinator Chuck Bulla. What can you say about your relationship with Chuck?
He visited me numerous times at Buffalo because he recruited me. We just talked. He's the one who wanted me to go to the club.
What can you say, looking back on it, Chuck's the one that wanted you to go to the camp. Now you're committed to Syracuse. Was he a really big part of your commitment to Syracuse?
Yes, all of them were. The linebacker coach, too. All of them are really a big part of my commitment. I just feel like they're great coaches overall.
And Clark Lee is the linebacker coach that you brought up. What can you say about your relationship with him?
I just feel like he's a great coach. I just feel like I really want to play for him.
What makes you say that you just really want to play for him? What is it about him?
I just feel like he's a great coach. Like, I feel like he's one of the best in the country for me.
What makes him one of the best in the country? What is it that he has that you think is special?
It's just all the little things. Like the technique, he throws me and things like that.
So you're coming in as an athlete on paper. Did Syracuse tell you you're playing linebacker? Did they say safety? Did they say we don't know? How are they kind of looking at you?
They're not really sure yet, but they said it's between outside linebacker and safety, or like basically linebacker and defensive back.
Okay. So we look at outside linebacker, we look at defensive back. Which one are you more comfortable with?
I feel comfortable at any position, honestly. I just want to play where I can be most effective.
What would you say makes you a good linebacker? If we start there, being on the outside, what makes you a good linebacker, either on the strong side or the weak side?
I feel like I could pursue to the ball, and I'm good playing in the box, and I'm good playing out the box. And I could, I'm a good tackler, too, and I could cover.
Is there anything that you want to work on as an outside linebacker that you feel like you want to get better before you go to college?
I feel I could work on everything, honestly. Overall, I could get better at everything I do.
And then as a defensive back, where do you feel yourself most successful? Is it safety? Is it corner? Is it free safety versus strong safety? How do you kind of view, if Syracuse were to put you at a defensive back position, where would you like to be?
I think they're going to put me primarily, if not linebacker, at safety. I feel like because they think I'm really good at covering, and I feel that I'm good at covering too.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel.com. you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreissig Apparel. Dreissig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's Dreissig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000-square-foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Is there anything you want to work at in the safety position that you feel like could get better? Is there some mechanics or reading quarterback or, you know, different things that you would like to work on?
Just throwing the ball in the air, maybe. I think I could get better, but honestly, everything could get better.
So before I let you go, Isaiah, you commit to Syracuse for 2017's class. Someone's already done that in Daywood Davis, a wide receiver. Have you gotten in touch with Daywood, or has he reached out to you?
No, I haven't gotten in touch with him.
Do you intend to get in contact with other recruits that have committed to Syracuse?
Yes, I would love to do that. Like over Twitter, I would love to get in touch with the other recruits.
And in bringing up Twitter, Syracuse's Q's Twitter army, there's a lot of fans out there that reach out to players, and there's players that have committed to Syracuse that said that they love the fan base and they love how much they care. Have you gotten any type of response from Syracuse's fan base? And if so, how would you describe Syracuse's fans?
Oh, yeah. The fans are amazing. They definitely reached out to me. They were amazing. Over Twitter, it was great.
So to finish up with you, Isaiah, your dad is obviously someone that is very caring through this process, your father, Steve. What can you say about your dad in your life and what he means to you?
He means a lot to me. He just pushes me through everything that I do. He got me to the player that I am today. I couldn't really do anything without him.
So what did Dad think when you told him you wanted to go to Syracuse?
He was really happy.
Is he planning on coming every game now?
Oh, yeah. Every game.
So finally here, I want you to describe Dad as a fan. What type of fan is your dad? Is he the silent type that sits there with his arms crossed and talks to you after the game? Or is he the guy that's cheering really loud and then is coming up to you after the game and getting more animated? Is your dad the quiet guy or is he the animated guy?
I'll say he's the animated guy. If I do something wrong, you'll let me know.
And lastly for you here, for Syracuse fans, what do you want to say to the Syracuse fan base now that you're committed to the Orange? What should they know about you and the future of Syracuse football?
I can't wait on next one and hopefully an ACC championship.
All right, Isaiah. Well, I definitely appreciate you taking time on the day that you committed to Syracuse to speak with me here in the latter part of July 2015. And I look forward to having you back on the show and catching up with you. So thank you for that.
Okay, thank you for having me.